A miracle in the midst of a global pandemic. There hasn't been a lot of good news over the past few months, but we begin tonight's program with the rescue of two trampers missing in the Kahurangi National Park for 19 days. Dion Reynolds and Jessica O'Connor, both aged 23, were located this afternoon after telling rescuers they got lost in fog not long after setting off on May 9th when the country was still in lockdown. Dion is understood to have injured his ankle and Jessica her back in a fall. A smoke signal alerted rescuers to the pair's location where they had moved to get closer to water. Sergeant Malcolm York led the police search and rescue.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, great result. Huge team effort. A lot of people involved. Very challenging search, but the team was excellent. We did the right things and we found them in our search area, so yeah, great survival story by them. They also did the right things, and that's why we've got a great result.
So tell me, where were they found and how?
So it's still early days. We've still got to speak to them in detail, but it's my understanding from some comments they've made to us that they ended up in a very nasty area in the side of Fraser Stream, steep and rugged country. One of our search helicopters today was flying a search pattern in that area, and they saw some smoke, is my understanding. And they've obviously been interested in that. They've flown in to have a look and seen a couple of happy-looking faces waving up at them.
And how are the pair?
Again, I haven't actually met up with them yet, but from all indication, they're in very good condition, considering the time they've been out in the wilderness and the lack of food. But they are at the hospital at the moment being assessed.
And I do know it's early days and the detail is still coming through, but do you know if they had food at the end here? As you say, it was 19 days. So what supplies did they still have?
Yeah, to our understanding at this stage that they didn't have any. So there's been quite a number of days without any food.
So all their supplies were gone at this point?
Yeah, that's correct.
You must have been starting to doubt whether you were going to find them alive.
Yeah, I mean, it's part of our process to always analyse that, and we had specialist help from New Zealand Defence Force looking at their survivability, and it's a factor for us. And as time goes on, that always wanes. But look, in this case, we had good weather. And we had young people, fit young people, and those factors have led us to this great result.
How well prepared do you think they were?
Yeah, the fact that they have survived this ordeal illustrates that they did have the right equipment, because without that equipment, you would not survive it. So, we haven't been into look at all their equipment in detail yet, but I can just ascertain from the survival story that they had the right equipment to keep them alive.
So were parents there waiting for them to come out of the bush?
I unfortunately they were flown straight to Nelson Hospital for obvious reasons. So we're still waiting for them to be reunited with their families.
Tell us a little bit more of the terrain. You say it was pretty rough, but give us a bit of perspective on that.
Yeah, the terrain was pretty rough, and it's just the kind of place that you don't really unless you're lost or you're in trouble. Apart from maybe the odd hunter, it's approximately 10, 12 kilometres from the sea, and up very rugged backcountry leading up to the Mount Stephen Range.
So, had these two logged their intentions?
Yeah, look, that's still all part of our investigation and inquiries. It's still an ongoing operation. We've still got troops out in the field who will be spending the night out there until we can extract them. So, that'll all be part of the wrap-up of this search and rescue operation that we'll be looking at all those things.
Because just looking at the dates, did they head in during a partial lockdown?
It's my understanding they headed in on the 9th of May.
So were we still in level three at that point, as far as you understand it?
Yeah, look, to be honest, I actually can't recall now. COVID, although we're still very much fighting that battle, hasn't been the focus of my last 2 weeks. It's been the focus to find these people, and that's what I'm really happy about.
So the searchers who are still in the field, what's the situation with them?
Yeah, so we had teams deployed into very remote locations, and we're unable to get them out tonight. But we're New Zealand Defence Force re-flying in there first thing in the morning to get them out.
So they must be all thrilled. A lot of volunteers in there that you're relying on, people to come out and give their goodwill, and it's been a fantastic result, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Look, I can see there'll be a few parties in the bush tonight. They probably won't have any refreshments with them, but they'll be smiling a lot, I'll tell you, when they have their cup of tea tonight.
So, reflecting on it, what was the most challenging part of it, do you think, in terms of the search and rescue?
Yeah, probably the most challenging part would have been the remoteness. We're used to searching in rugged terrain, such as this, but yeah, it's very remote from civilization, from the modern technology that we use. So that's taken a massive effort to get a system up and running, and really got to thank Fire and Emergency New Zealand for that, for their assistance, because without their assistance, we wouldn't have got that technology put together.
So have any of your rescuers been able to tell you whether the couple was chatty, what they had to say about how they survived?
No, unfortunately, we haven't had a lot of time to speak to them about that. They've been on a noisy helicopter and now with medical personnel.
So what's the debrief process from here then? Because I imagine you'll want to get as much information as you can.
Yeah, of course. When the time's right, we will interview them and ask some questions and sit down and get their side of the story. Search and rescue operation like this is a mystery for us. We've not known what's happened to them, and we've spent a huge amount of work, a lot of people working on trying to ascertain that and where they've gone. And it's fantastic for us to be able to now get their story and place it over what we were doing to try and find them. So it's just a fantastic result.
What do you think the most remarkable thing is about the fact that they have managed to survive?
Again, without talking to them, I don't know a lot, but they did incredibly well to look after themselves and keep themselves safe until we could find them.
So, Malcolm, just give us a bit of perspective. How much ground do you reckon you covered over the search period?
Yeah, look, I can't really. A lot. We've had a huge amount of resources, a huge amount of people, from drones to dogs to, very expensive New Zealand Defence Force helicopters. A huge amount of ground has been covered and multiple times with a view of finding them.
How are you going to celebrate, Malcolm?
Go home and have a good night's sleep.
And that was Sergeant Malcolm York, who led the police search and rescue team looking for those two missing trampers in Kahurangi National Park.